The rise of UKIP. Populists on the right and left of British politics were able to exploit the public's discontent with the mainstream political parties. On the right, the UK Independence Party, UKIP, under its charismatic leader, Nigel Farage, emerged from the fringes of right-wing British politics to become a standard-bearer for the anti-EU, nationalist, anti-immigration right. UKIP claimed that the UK's social and economic problems were caused by metropolitan, London-based, economic, political and academic elites who did not understand or care about the ordinary working people of the UK. These elites, they claimed, were wedded to internationalist ideologies that gave away UK control of its own politics, laws and borders to the EU. UKIP argued that the only way for ordinary citizens to be heard was if they restored the UK Parliament's control of British political and economic policy by reasserting UK independence from international institutions, specifically by leaving the EU. UKIP claimed that the mainstream parties in British politics were dominated by the metropolitan elites that they blamed for Britain's ills. So, if voters wanted to express their discontent with those elites, UKIP was the natural choice. In the 2009 elections to the European Parliament, UKIP caused a shock when it won the second highest number of votes, beating both the Labour Party and the Liberal Democrats. In the year after the global financial crisis, UKIP's anti-elite, anti-immigration and anti-EU rhetoric was clearly attracting both those on the nationalist right of British politics and many traditionally Labour-voting working-class citizens from the more economically deprived areas of England. The rise of UKIP had a dramatic effect on both the Conservative Party and the Labour Party. In the Conservative Party, the leadership feared that if it did not pay more attention to the voices of the Eurosceptic nationalist wing of the party, it risked losing more voters to UKIP. As a result, the Conservatives adopted increasingly right-wing anti-immigration policies to try and appease its own right-wing faction. In order to beat UKIP, the Conservative-led governments from 2010 became more like UKIP. This culminated in 2015, when then Prime Minister David Cameron tried to satisfy the Eurosceptic faction within his own party by promising to hold a referendum on the UK's continued membership of the EU if he won the general election that year. This promise was made solely to hold the Conservative Party together and to prevent UKIP from taking more of their votes at the election of 2015.